Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. And Joe, it was an exciting weekend last weekend in our city with Nashville SC beginning play. Their MLS season officially gets underway. We're efforting to get Drake Hills from the Tennessean on the line with us to talk about it and also look ahead to this Sunday's matchup against the Portland Timbers on the road. But Joe, you were there on Saturday night to take in the scene, the atmosphere against Atlanta United. What were kind of your thoughts? I know I saw you before the game out in the tailgate area. As you mentioned earlier, you were following John Ingram around for a story you're doing. Just what was kind of the atmosphere like from your perspective on Saturday night?
Well, it was fantastic. I wasn't surprised at all. I will say, I think like a few weeks ago, were they around 30,000 tickets,
yeah,
maybe something like that? So it was like, oh, that's, yeah, it's a little disappointing, you know? And then all of a sudden the momentum built and built and built, and you get to 59,000. That's a heck of a turnout. You know, you can kind of tell, it's like before a Titans game, before the game, you look in the uppers and you see, are there people sitting, you know, like in those corners up there, high in the uppers? And if you see people in there, then you have an idea that it's going to fill out pretty well. And it was, 59,069, of course, largest crowd to watch a soccer match in the state's history.
Yep.
And it won't be that every time, but it was, I thought also just a really impressive showing for the back line. The back line is the south end zone, and it's a lot of various fan support groups. I mean, soccer is very unique. It's the support groups for soccer teams, and it's a European thing. You know, that it's really been embraced here. You know, the roadies are kind of the headliner, but there's a lot of groups. And the club has decided to consolidate them. And they made, you know, constant noise, constant ruckus. The Johnny Cash banner was just awesome.
Yeah, it was.
The scene was fantastic.
And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we have Drake Hills on the line with us from the Tennessee and covers Nashville SC. Drake, thanks for coming on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you guys again.
Absolutely. So what was kind of your reaction from the atmosphere, the game itself, everything that took place at Nissan Stadium last week against Atlanta United? How did that go in terms of what you expected going into the game versus what actually happened both in the stands and on the field?
It was a highly anticipated crowd. It was a highly anticipated atmosphere in terms of, obviously, the amount of tickets was a big thing coming into the match. But one of the developing storylines, if you will, especially, you know, days before, was the amount of Atlanta United fans that were going to travel for this game. I went and talked with, you know, just kind of inside conversation with, you know, CEO of Nashville SC, Ian Ayer, or even MLS Commissioner Don Garber, and they were talking about, you know, some folks were telling them individually, oh, 10,000 Atlanta United fans are going to come. Up to 15,000 is what Don Garber told me. So it was interesting to not only have such a great presence from Nashville SC fans, but to have that good, you know, friendly rivalry, if you will, or a real rivalry with Atlanta United in Nissan Stadium. And you would hope that if Atlanta United get on Nashville SC's schedule next year or sometime in the near future and it's in that Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, that the roles would be reversed and Nashville SC fans would make that trip down to Atlanta so that, you know, there would be a strong presence in both stadiums, and to have that Southern soccer rivalry at any venue. So that was incredible to not only have, you know, if – when Walker Zimmerman scored, it went crazy. It went bonkers. And same thing would happen when Ezekiel Barco scored for Atlanta. Pretty much on that south end of the stadium was a large group of Atlanta United fans. And they went crazy when Atlanta United got their first goal. So to have that headbutting, some sort of a rivalry was nice to see. And I think that'll be good for this sport, not only in Nashville, but in the South.
Wouldn't it be nice, Drake, if they were on the same side of the league so this could, that rivalry could be cultivated a little bit more?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with Austin FC coming in down there in Texas. I'm sure many know who Matthew McConaughey is in terms of, you know, their celebrity, and having him as an owner would probably be pretty cool. I'm sure he'll bring in a lot of buzz down there in Austin. To put them in the Western Conference, I think they'll knock out Nashville and have Nashville be in the Eastern Conference. That's just what my hopes are because, you know, of course, you know, with you going to Vancouver, you're going to Atlanta, you're going to San Jose, that's pretty far. That's a pretty far trip, especially when, you know, you play the game, you know, 3, 4, 5 days ago, and, you know, making that trip all the way out to Vancouver or even Seattle. That's the last game of the season, a deadline day, October 4th. They got to go all the way out to Seattle. So those trips take a toll on you, I'm sure.
Drake, obviously, when you look at the game itself on Saturday, I talked to a bunch of friends of mine who are Nashville SC fans. They were really looking forward to going to the game Saturday, but they knew Atlanta United was a really, really good team, and they didn't really have high expectations in terms of the result of the game itself. From talking with them after, I think everybody was pleasantly surprised at how competitive Nashville SC looked in that game. What did you take away from their performance on the pitch, and what did you learn about Nashville SC's talent level now that you have a real-life game under their belt?
Well, in terms of talent, I wasn't shocked or surprised based on the fact that, you know, if you take a look at the players on paper, there was too much MLS experience with guys who have been in the MLS best 11. Now we're talking, you know, the 11 best players in the league at the end of the season. Someone like Walker Zimmerman, Dax McCarty has been mentioned throughout his previous 14 years in MLS. Daniel Lovitz. You've got guys in different positions who have been at a high level in this league, and despite being on a team of players who haven't played with each other, it's too much experience and too much talent for there, you know, not to be a promising product on the field at the very least. However, it did show, and they were exposed in that first goal when they, as I mentioned, Ezekiel Barco, when he got that first goal, when Eric Miller was marking him, and then he, you know, without much communication, kind of veered off and tried to cover the bearing, the wing player who was diving down into the box. And he left David Akam, and David Akam didn't know that he was supposed to pick this guy up. And so seconds later, Ezekiel Barco takes a strike without anybody within arm's length of him, so he didn't have much of a contest. Things like that, you understand, you can see that, you know, the chemistry and the communication and, you know, being on the same page is something that this Nashville SC team is still trying to get down and trying to, you know, make 100%, and that's going to hurt. Obviously, if you don't have that goal, we're looking at a 1-1 draw at the moment, and someone's either going to take 1 point each or there's going to be some type of game winner at some point later in the match. So even after the game, Dax McCarty said, you know, it's unfortunate when Atlanta United have two shots on goal the entire game, and guess what happened? There were two goals for Atlanta United in the entire game. So having something like that happen in the first game or at any point in the season was pretty frustrating for them, I was told. And as a matter of fact, even on their end, having, you know, over four shots on goal, you know, that was something for them where, you know, they said that they, you know, especially Dax, was like, hey, I think, you know, later in the season as we get our bearings in and are able to build that chemistry and get much more sharp. Dominic Baggi said this as well. I think we're going to be able to convert those chances. I wasn't necessarily surprised because of the talent, but I was interested to see if this is how they're going to play against Atlanta United. Now I'm wondering across the entire schedule, you know, how well are they going to work with some against some of the other opponents?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was going to ask you, Drake. I mean, you've seen this team a lot. And so you already had a really good feel for the roster and how players are working together. But seeing this team in that game And I think a lot of those guys also said, you know, the first few minutes, you got some nerves. Maybe they just weren't as focused, as sharp as they eventually got and really hung with what's supposed to be one of the best teams in the league. Do you have any different feeling just on the overall prospects for this team, you know, long-term this season?
Yeah, I think with this team, I'll just kind of maybe single out some of the players who I think could, you know, potentially, you know, step up and be a part of a good competitive team. I think I've said this before. I think their ceiling is trying to get their heads into the playoff, trying to butt in and kind of sneak into the playoffs in that seventh spot. I think that's the best. I think that's the ceiling right there. They have the players to do it, and I think some players who could potentially step up and to have some sort of role in that is, you know, we obviously saw someone like Alan Wynn, who I think was my biggest eye-opening surprise, got in as a substitute, replacing David Akam, and, you know, obviously had a nutmeg, you know, got a dribble the ball right through, got a meg right through Jack Morani's legs, you know, something where, you know, as someone who's making his MLS debut, you know, that's pretty confident of you to make that move, and he almost created a chance out of that. You know, Nashville SC almost had a scoring chance from his creativity. Another guy I think is Derek Jones. He's been a part of the youth national teams before. You know, he didn't get into the game, but someone like Derek Jones, who's, if you take a look at the U.S. men's national team right now, someone like Josh Sargent or Tyler Adams or Weston McKinney, you know, he played with these guys in some of the younger teams, particularly the under-20 U.S. Men's World Cup in 2016, in the under-20 World Cup. I mean, he's at that level. Of course, he hasn't been able to develop at maybe a Tyler Adams or Weston McKinney pace, but you've got someone who with tremendous upside who has been in MLS before. He's played with the Philadelphia Union before. So there's going to be some players on that bench that could potentially be in a role where they're going to contribute, especially as the season goes on. And there's a 34 games in MLS plus U.S. Open Cup. I mean, this is, you know, injuries happen and form drops, form rises. So there's going to be some players with some opportunity.
Nashville SC beat writer Drake Hills from the Tennessean has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Drake, thanks so much for coming on with us, man. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Until next time, guys.
That's right.
Thanks, man.
Big game this weekend coming up for Nashville SC against the Portland Timbers on the road Sunday night. So looking forward to that one. I believe it's going to be on ESPN as well. So
that's a wild atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Looking forward to that. When we come back, Joe Burrow has come out and said, "Don't be comparing me to Tom Brady now. I don't want any of that." We'll get into that next here on Morning Drive. But first, 102.5 The Game is your local donation station. We're accepting donations to help in the tornado disaster relief efforts. The Nashville Community Resource Center is in need of the following items: tarps, rolled plastic, hand sanitizer, laundry detergent, work gloves, and trash bags, just to name a few. Donations will be accepted Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at our studio located at 1824 Murfreesboro Pike. Again, that's 1824 Murfreesboro Pike here in Nashville. To see the full list of items, visit thegamenashville.com/donations. We'll be right back here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.